What is up, guys? Swallow J here, and I'm here with my handsome co-host,
Heart of War. And we got Miguelino in the house. Thank you for coming, sir.
What's popping, players?
What's popping? And behind the boards, as usual, producer Chris.
El producer.
Making sure that the levels are just right for your hearing pleasure.
Happy birthday.
Not yet.
Mr. Christopher.
We did celebrate it yesterday, bro.
We did.
Yeah, we did. He took us to a restaurant with $32 steaks that tasted like $8 steaks.
Oh.
My burger was $14.
So let me ask you
but
this.
But it tasted like a $5 one.
Do you feel 40?
No.
Because you look every bit of 50.
Oh, no. To be honest, man, you don't look 40, bro. And, like, you have really, like, you must moisturize.
A lot.
Like.
A lot.
As much as he
on your head, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. I lotion up the head after I get through shaving it and all like that. No, not like
do
that.
Do you use Gillette?
No.
Do you use shaving?
The best
I use a shaving
it.
With a brush. Butter? No, I don't use the butter. I use Art of Shaving, their brush.
Sandalwood?
Yes.
Use the sandalwood.
I use the sandalwood.
Sandalwood?
I never smelled your hair like your head.
Oh,
like
shit. Already? We got a call already.
Jesus Christ.
What's popping?
What is going on? Let's see.
Did you already get live?
Mm-hmm. What's up, yo?
Hey.
What
the fuck you doing?
Hey, Terry. How's the school going, buddy?
The fuck you packs doing?
Well, what do you think we're doing?
A podcast.
I think y'all are circle jerking under the fucking table.
Damn right.
And you're just jealous because you ain't here to play along with us.
Hey, man, I'd take a rub and a tug right now.
Got you, daddy.
Okay, flipping grip. I got the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip.
What?
What?
Kung Fu grip, motherfucker. Kung Fu grip.
Yeah. What's popping, yo?
What's the
what y'all doing, man? Just chilling? Kicking it? I was like, damn, I didn't know we'd call in. I forgot them fuckers on the damn radio. We're talking, whatever, pod bullshit.
Well, we're on the radio. We're on podcasts. We're on the interwebs.
Yeah, we're on all that stuff.
All that stuff, man. Where you want to find us? iTunes? We're on that. Huh?
How come we can't be on the damn podcast?
We need to set you guys back up for part two.
You can. It's been a while since part one. We need the polar bear and Rocket up in here.
What are you guys doing next week? Well, wait. We're not doing one next week, right? Because you're out of town.
Well, we're still up in the air.
So, okay. So what are you guys doing in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Why'd you tell me what we're doing?
Podcast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We could have part two of... The Vaughn and Polar Bear Show.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
What time would y'all go on?
Fucking ain't right, doggy.
Terry and Vaughn in the morning.
We're open on 25th?
Yeah, the 25th. Let's set it up for the 25th.
Okay.
And we'll do it at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Sound good, guys?
All right. I'm going to double check my schedule because I'm so busy. You know, I'm an important person around
this. Fucking.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, I will definitely I will reconfirm. I will have my secretary call you. And
yeah, you have that bitch get back to us.
Vaughn's like, I'm not a bitch. I'm not a bitch. I'll punch you in the face.
So, in other words, Rock gonna be calling you later.
Oh shit!
This,
hold
this
on,
motherfucker. This son of a bitch can't even find a fucking flux capacitor.
I heard it was a 2.2 gigawatts.
Hello? Sorry,
no,
Blake.
2.0.
Blake, call back.
Everybody knows you need Everybody knows you need a 4.21 gigawatt. You can't fucking go back in time. You gotta have a 4.21 gigawatt.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's science, really.
Fucking shit. I thought that everybody knew that shit. I mean, come on.
It sounds like you got a little anal rapage at that job.
Yeah, we're, I'm a little sensitive right now.
Bite down.
Is he going to bite down? What's going on over there?
Well, I had to give Vaughn a 2x4 to bite. He fucking snapped that bitch.
Well, you know, he's skinny. He don't take as much as you can.
Is that a fat joke, bro?
No. That's a tall joke, bro.
That's all true. You just fucking fat shame me, dude.
Hey, I can because I'm a fat so too.
1.21 gigawatts.
Whoa. 1.21 gigawatts?
He's like Groot. Push that button. I am Groot.
No, the other one.
I am Groot.
No, the other hand.
I am Groot. Terry loses a finger.
No, not that one. The other one. That's the one that'll kill everybody.
That's the one that'll kill everybody.
Listen, we need to hang up on you because we need to save this for part two. You're
Yeah, no doubt. I was just calling the fuck you little fuckers. So y'all can get on with your hands off.
Oh yeah, we love it, Terry. I'll hey, and also throw
I'll
me.
I'll be there for the facilitation.
Yeah, we'll get that shit up. 25th, 1 o'clock.
25th. Now check the schedule.
Right. Make sure that Vaughn calls us back to confirm.
I will do it. I'll make sure Rocket is on the scheduling.
Nice. Yeah. All right, brother.
All right, guys. Peace.
All right. Hey, we'll see you fuckers.
All right. All right.
Circle jerk.
Blake, you can call back now if you want. Yeah, that was Blake calling in on the other line.
Yeah. Malake. Sorry, buddy. We just had two people on the phone.
Yeah. Sorry Blake. About that.
Give me a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-dong. Ring-a-ding-ding-dong.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I don't know that. Hell yeah. All right, we're good.
Yeah, that's a gangsta rap, son.
So, guys, just so you know, we don't have topics today. We're kind of bullshitting.
Yeah.
Freestyle. I mean, we're usually freestyling anyways, to be honest. The topics are just kind of like a small little guidelines that we don't have like big blocks of silence because, you know, we don't edit. We run our shit natural.
All live. Hashtag no filter.
Hashtag no filter.
All natural. We let our tits fly.
On live Facebook.
Yeah.
And by the way, I hate Facebook. We should do live YouTube. Yeah. You guys need to start subscribing to our YouTube channel. Do we have one of those?
Yeah, we do.
LRTLK.com.
No, it's not. It's not LRTLK.com. It's official. LRTLK on YouTube.
Official LRTLK.com on YouTube.
No, there's no .com. There's no .com.
This man is crunk off that crunk.
Listen.
Damn.
You can go to LRTLK.com and also click on our YouTube link.
There is no YouTube link on the website.
We need to put a link on the website. there's obviously a big blaring hole on our website then.
Listen, all they have to do is go to youtube.com/official LRTLK. Which producer Chris is looking up right now.
Who's going to remember all that shit? Nobody's going to remember that.
Gosh dang it, man.
We need to put that on the website.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you go ahead and take care of it then.
No, man. You got all the codes. Handle business.
This man is trying to give me more work.
It's my boy.
Yeah.
Work
so
it up.
What the hell were we talking before we got that call?
We were just starting the podcast.
Oh, that's right. Hey, guys, we're back.
Oh, God. It's so loud. But that's cool. Hey, Blakey.
Whoa.
Give us a call back. Blakey.
Yeah, he's probably gone. He's probably not listening.
Fuck you guys, man. Yeah.
You guys hung up on me. Fuck you guys.
I don't think he said that. I'm pretty sure he was just like, I take shit.
Gregory Mitchell says you don't know shit about technology.
Gregory Mitchell doesn't know shit about jujitsu. So.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I got you right in the feels, buddy. Right in the feels.
Shots fired.
Gregory Mitchell is actually a purple belt. He knows plenty about jujitsu.
Yeah? Are you sure?
He's a purple belt. He should.
That don't mean nothing. Did he buy it or did he earn it?
Ask him. Greg, he needs you to call in and confirm your shit.
Double tap.
Yeah, he liked that burn.
Give him that number.
The number's already up there.
What if he's not watching it on Facebook?
Where the hell else would he be watching it, Art? You surely don't know shit about technology.
He's watching it on DirecTV.
What if he's from the future and he's just responding now?
Oh, well, touche.
I don't know.
It makes sense.
What if he has some sort of wireless hacking shit? There's a little spider up there fucking. That's why my brother needs to be near hunt from them bitches.
Dude. Poo-poo choo-choo spider hunt.
That's fucking... I'm telling you.
Anyway.
Layers.
Let's get this party popping.
To know what I'm talking about, you got to listen to the other episodes. Have fun. You got like 70 of them bitches.
Well, this would be 66.
66. Pretty damn close.
just round up.
Yeah. One, two, three, you're right.
I lost count after like 10. Only have 10 fingers.
You don't know if you're coming or going.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11. We got 11. Oh, there it is. Too soon.
So I want to send my condolences to the Rockhold family. eyes, baby.
Oh, man.
Damn, he got yoled.
He got yoled. I believe.
And now the 187.2-pound champion.
7.7.
Yeah, whatever, dude. He murdered him.
So, 1-1-2, guy goes down, and then here comes the crime of the century. That uppercut on the ground. Man, I thought his head was going to fly off.
Which one was it? Which was a better, a worse hit? The one Rockwell took last night, or the one, what's his name, took from?
Are you talking about Alistair and
Francis? Yeah.
Oh,
Francis,
man,
shit.
I don't know.
Honestly, Francis literally knocked it out the park.
Yeah. You know? I mean, he like, because Alistair's soul left on that hit.
He literally had
an out-of-body experience. You know what? He might be a toss-up.
That might be a tie, bro. And I'm telling you, it's a tie because, one, Francis punched Alistair to the heavens and then fucking like Yoel like put Rockhold to the ground.
Crazy. See, but Yoel punched him to the ground and then tried to lift him up to the heavens.
He did, yeah. So I give it to Yoel. I give it to Yoel because there was two. He was like, wow. He didn't even need to do the second one. He could have just like stood there, like called somebody, looked at his invisible watch, goes, no time.
that guy gets on my nerves.
That guy.
That's kind of what I like about Mark Hunt, because Mark Hunt almost knows when he clips somebody.
He just walks off.
He doesn't even need to follow up punch. He just hits him. He sees him falling and he walks away.
The walk off punch. Well, yeah. I mean, Mark Hunt's a special character.
I mean,
my thing with the whole thing with Yoel was, man, you miss weight by a pound and 0.7 ounces.
Yeah.
It's like, is there any way that you could have taken like a big shit and just, oh man, he'd be the interim champion right now, and then he'd be fighting Robert Whittaker for the unification.
You know, yeah, Dolce was back there just giggling, just going, "Yes, one more coming my way."
I don't know.
You don't hear much about Dolce anymore, yeah. Do you? The Dolce diets or any of that.
Well, he's if you follow his Instagram, he's still on point and he puts out a lot of content, a lot of stuff.
Maybe, being that he's in Florida, he should have contacted Zach Elkins.
He should contact Zach Elkins.
I need to lose 1.7 pounds, man.
He would have done that.
That's easy. I can macro coach you right there.
We got another call.
All right.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Hey, What's up, pussy? What do you want?
He's laughing at you. What's up, buddy? What's a cracking?
It's a B random.
Yep.
What up?
What's going on, bro? How you been? Yeah.
Nothing much, man. Just sitting here watching you guys' podcast.
So,
and yes, you are very, very, very bad with the .com thing. I mean, how many times does Wallach have to tell you?
Listen, man, if you guys just go to lrtlk.com. You find all the answers there, man. I'm telling you, it's like Google but for podcasts. What?
Yeah, the Yoel fight last night was pretty interesting.
So, what did you think about it?
That was the end of the third, right?
I don't know what was worse: him getting knocked the fuck out or being kissed at the end.
Say no to the gay Jesus.
No, just give him a little.
He gave him the kiss of gay or the kiss of death. I'm not sure which one it was.
Bro, listen, man. Yoel is just an emotional character. So,
I love you, Michael.
You know what I mean? He's an emotional guy. So he hit somebody really hard. He got that kind of anger out of him. And he has this big rush of these endorphins and all these feel good chemicals shoot into your brain. He's just like, I got to let it out. And schmatz right on the face. Big old schmatz.
Question on that one. What do you do at that point?
First off, if you're in Rockhold's case, you don't remember anything for another couple hours. So it doesn't really matter. Like, people will tell you later. It's like when you got really, really, really drunk and you have little small flashbacks of the night before. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. What did I do? Oh, that one?
Here's the question for you.
Huh?
How do you fucking react to that? Hard you thought.
Yeah.
Some dude fucking tries to kiss you at the end of the fucking match. What are you going to do?
You cry.
You slip him a little tongue, like, yeah. Gotcha, bitch.
I don't think Rockhold knew. Well, listen,
man, the last two guys I fought, man, kicked me in the nuts, so they're definitely not giving me a kiss afterward.
Unless it's kissing you in the nuts.
Kick me in the nuts. Like, kiss my ass, what you can do. I'm over that shit.
If I was Rockhold, I'd be retiring, like at the post fight interview. Be like, I'm fucking done.
He may not have a choice.
He's like, you see my head, bro. This is how I make my money. I'm a model too.
He is a model.
I'm gonna go make that model money.
Yeah, you should.
I don't get paid enough
Male models make a lot of money? I don't know how this works. Yeah, Ashton, bro, how's this work?
Bro, just put in your resume. You're a handsome dude. I'm sure Tom Ford will pick you up like that.
I think there's a gay reference.
That Tom Ford agency.
Is that for like porn?
That's for models.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a little bit older.
This guy.
I'm a little bit older. They probably don't want me. They're like, listen, you need to get with your boy Zach. You need to tighten up. Dye them gray hairs.
Check it out, man. Soccer moms love it.
I don't know what that means.
No, soccer moms would love that. You're in their demographic, you know, age-wise.
Yeah.
They'll dig it.
40-ish.
You've seen those MILFs?
Dude, you can make air fresheners with you with your shirt off.
Yeah.
Well, Polar Bear thinks you guys are all hand job models right now.
Hey, what makes you think we're not?
I lotion, you know.
Yeah, look at these hands,
see
bro.
Your right hand, Wallace.
Look at
that.
Oh, man, right ugly. Here. Right here. All right, Brandon.
Art's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, I always do. But anyway, we'll let you go so we can take some more calls.
All right, brother.
All right, puto. Peace.
Peace.
He said puto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say pato. Puto pato.
Well, don't say that because then Robbie will call.
Oh, man.
Oh, tu eres pato. Give me a ring.
Yeah.
You are gay. Give me a ring. Yeah. That's what I said, right?
He's probably not listening right now. It's a Sunday.
That's true.
Sunday afternoon with his kids, you know. Shit, I had something else that I wanted to bring up, and I forgot.
Damn.
It was UFC related, too.
Was it the post-fight conference?
Oh, no, you wanted to talk about his pre-fight.
No, post-fight.
No, his pre-fight.
Yeah, he's pre-fight. Did you guys see his interview?
Who's?
Rockhold.
Rockhold?
No.
All right, so I'm going to play it for you fuckers.
He forgot he was in the UFC. Luke, obviously not pleased up there. What's
your reaction to you? Why is his glasses on?
Excuse us while we have technical difficulties.
What were you guys saying to each other? What were they saying to each other? We got a call.
Oh, yeah. We got another call. Well, I guess not.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's see who this is. Yellow, hello. What's up?
Hello?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Pat.
Oh my god!
Is it Afro Pat or Bald Pat?
What do you think?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Right now, I'm not Bald Pat. Right now, I'm kind of like Patchy Head Pat. A little bit long right now.
Stubble Pat.
It's Hippie Pat.
Hippie Pat.
You just get one of them Beyblades, bro, and just like.
Dude, he's growing his hair out to celebrate Philadelphia's win.
Did you say Beyblade?
Yeah, oh, did you?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Did Philadelphia finally burn down to the ground or what?
At least 10 times.
10 times?
What's that?
10 times?
Yeah, well, that's nothing new, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It was like fucking shooting sand after about the third.
He said panda for the course?
Yeah, that's like an everyday thing for Pat.
Oh.
Back.
That's a pretty good record.
So he's good grip strength, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's aggressive with it.
He is.
So what's new? What are you up to? Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work right now, fucking being bored, being stupid, supposedly being in charge, but that's not really going well.
I don't know, man. Pretending. We did see you the other day talking to some of your people, and we're like, man, he is sexy as fuck when he talks down to them.
I love it when he flexes that power and authority.
Well, I'm angry because I can't fucking do anything. I haven't been doing jiu-jitsu or nothing lately.
Was he standing on a box?
He's letting out that frustration.
I am so sorry, bro.
He makes him look down on him.
Listen, sorry, buddy.
Because they're taller than
him. We may have something coming up for you soon. I don't know.
Yeah, wrestling.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to involve olive oil. Yeah.
Olive oil specifically because it's keto friendly. So
Jello and corn.
In a kiddie pool.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Yeah. And maybe some chocolate syrup.
Syrup. Lots of alcohol.
Syrup? I like the maple syrup. Remember, I'm from Canada, right?
Oh, you're Canadian? Eh?
No, fucking... God damn it.
Don't offend
being from up north.
Look, don't offend our Amish listener, okay?
How's your peoples? Do your peoples listen to our podcast?
Your peoples?
I guess not.
I just want to call and say hi. No, I got aircraft coming back right now. So
all right. Go handle business.
Handle business.
Out there, baby.
All right.
Peace. All right.
Later, buddy.
All right, so he fucked up the Lupra whole thing. But anyway, the interview that he did pre-fight.
He said we fucked up. He can still hear you, bro.
I don't care. I don't care. Anyway.
But he don't care about you, bro.
So the pre-fight interview with Rockhold, he was pretty douchey, man. You know, he was like.
Rockhold was douchey?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was no shirt, sunglasses. He was like playing a heel or some shit.
It's like, bro, are you trying to go to WWE with Ronda?
Oh, yeah. Possibly. Ronda and the WWE thing. I'm not mad at her for that, man. I don't know why everybody's all saying some shit.
Maybe. I don't know why they tried to play it off like she wasn't going to the WWE for so long.
I know.
Listen, dude, let her make her monies, dude. She don't want to get punched in the head anymore. I get it, dude. Like, that's, you know, once you get knocked out, dude, it's a difficult thing to deal with.
So, would you have gone to WWE if you'd gotten a contract?
First off, I'll do it right now.
Hold on.
But you don't like wrestling.
Oh, my friend Vince McMahon.
Hold on. I'll do it right now, and guess who I'm calling out?
Wait, he's a friend of the show.
So fighting at UFC Chicago coming up.
So don't even go there.
I'll do it. I'll call him out.
Is it official?
Yes, yeah, it's been announced. I don't know who his opponent is yet. Let's find out.
Let's hope it's not Mickey Gall.
Damn, dude, he's a friend of the show, man.
I'm just saying.
What about that art guy? He should fight
that. Speaking of friends of the show, I saw Austin Lane at the training yard yesterday. And we rolled. We had a pretty good roll. He's strong as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you rip your head off?
No, thank God. I think he was being gentle with me because, you know, I'm fragile.
That's nice. Yeah. So, real quick. So, Dana addressed the rumor, actually. About CM Punk. It says, there is no deal for CM Punk to fight anywhere.
Oh.
Dana's words, man.
Because they're saying that
he's going to do a fight. You know what? I don't trust that.
Well, whatever he does make an announcement.
I'm sorry.
Because they said that he was going to fight at 1FC or some sort of feeder organization or something like that. That's under the UFC. So that's why he said anywhere. I think that's why he
could. But 1FC says it's totally.
I don't know. I just said it. Yeah, I said
you have,
it.
No. 1FC?
Listen. I just said a name. I'm just saying like something like 1FC, a feeder organization.
Oh, okay. Like maybe Titan FC?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because they do feed the guys from there to the UFC.
Is that because I know the UFC's got one smaller org under them?
They have a couple other. Yeah, they got a couple other ones that they.
Yeah, it's not 1FC because 1FC is the one in Asia.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's Asia for sure. I don't know. He's looking at me. Looking at me all skeptical, hippo and shit. Listen, guys. Can I got to remind everybody every 5 episodes or so. None of this is fact checked. It's all conjecture. So don't take it to the bank. You know what I mean? It's like electrocurrency. You know, might be up, might be right, might be down, might be not be right. I'm just saying. Fucking coin bit. Fucking.
And a Bitcoin?
It's backwards. Coin bit. Well, when it was 16 and 17, $19,000, it was Bitcoin. But now it's 8,000. It's coin bit. Backwards.
Let's go back up. Are we going to do the UFC for April 7th, the one with Ferguson?
No.
No?
No, I mean, yeah, we can. I don't know anything about it, though.
It's Khabib.
Are you going
to have
Khabib? I'm in. Khabib. That cocksucker.
Then I guess we can't.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Well, that's the only one that's on the schedule the next one's a free one that's this coming week.
So I heard a thing, like, what do you guys think about Khabib and fucking Ben Askren? Who I posted that.
Yeah, I posted that.
Right, okay. So what do you guys think about that?
I think Askren would win.
Like rape him? Wrestle
no,
rape him?
No, he would wrestle rape him, yeah.
Wrestle fuck him to death.
I think that, you know, they don't give Askren his due, and I think that he would definitely take Khabib and take that one from him. I mean, Khabib has a hard time making 155, and Askren fights at 170, so they both can make 170.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should fight at 170.
But I think Askren might be just a little bit bigger, and he's just as experienced and just as good, if not better, than Khabib.
Well, I think he has a more wrestling pedigree for show.
I don't know about striking. I don't know how his striking would be.
I don't think we would see much striking. I think we would see a wrestle fuck.
Yeah.
I think you'd see some.
What?
Wrestle fucking. Sorry, guys. I mean, you laugh in your ears too loud. But
I actually pulled up after his podcast with Rogan. I actually pulled up quite a few of his matches, watched some of his old his wrestling matches and stuff. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of collegiate wrestling on YouTube lately.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. I've just
are
been.
Are you trying to
young,
get into
young
it?
Young men in tights?
No, I mean, just I've just been. I've
that.
Just
is,
been watching.
Is that why you ordered that singlet off of Amazon? Nah.
Unicorn singlet. Between I've been watching between that and just a lot of jiu-jitsu videos since we haven't been training. So I've just.
What do you mean we haven't been training?
Well, y'all haven't been.
I've been training too, man.
Yeah. I know you have. You've been going up and wrecking people, having fun.
Yes, you.
All newbies.
You can't see. Yeah. There you go.
First day signups. Here, come here. Let me show you something.
Hey, first me.
Yo, Charles, I saw this on YouTube.
Here, man. Let me show you how this is. Kimura's done. Full speed.
Full speed.
While we're practicing.
I've been doing no force knockouts, you know.
Have you? Has that been working?
So I've been impressing people down there.
Cool.
They know not to roll with me there. They're afraid.
You've become that guy.
He's become Art.
What?
Nah, nobody.
He's not paying attention because he's back on his phone.
It's all right.
I'm answering people.
I taught him the counter to the keyboard.
So I got to say hello and what's up.
Don't let Art know that.
During the podcast.
No, he's not. He's on Instagram.
I'm serving up the bag.
Liking the booty pics.
Yeah.
Sipping on some crunk juice, liking booty pics.
I do like the game that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Earlier. So, me and Carla have a game, Art. Yeah. So.
Bro, can you, like, pay attention to what's going on?
No, listen to the game, Art.
Hold on. I'm slipping on crunk juice and that booty pics.
All right. So, we have a game. And, like, whenever there's, like, a model that pops up on Instagram is, does Art follow her?
Yeah.
Because most of the time it'll tell us first person Art of War 4.0 follows her. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? It's because I play the same game, but it's with Renato Lorange. Yeah.
He does.
Matter of fact, I follow Renato, and that's how I get fed all these.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong.
Since I started following him, I have expanded my model Instagram pages exponentially.
My shit's blowing up. I'm like, hell yeah.
No shit. You've expanded so much. You don't look at it just on your phone. You look at it on your computer.
No, I actually pulled it up because I wanted to look at something else on Instagram.
That ass.
But that just happened to be.
Yeah.
That just happened to be.
He's like, it only blows up so wide on your phone.
Yeah.
He's like, woo.
Yeah. That was Chris. I'm like, Chris, what the fuck are you looking at?
That was Princess Cakes. You can't be mad at that.
No, I wasn't mad.
I was mad at it because it tasted like citrus.
Oh, so you didn't like the birthday cake either.
It tastes like citrus fundy. What's that fucking... Sugar
fondue
shit.
It
that shit
or fondant
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 tasted like that fondant, man.
Yeah, fondant, eat it.
Well, I'm sorry you did not like my birthday cake.
Can it go with chocolate like normal people? What's fucking whitewash motherfucker.
Should've gone cupcakes.
Is that what they eat in Callahan? Because I'm never going there.
I swear, for my next birthday, I'm just going to go to Publix and I'm going to buy one of the small little birthday cakes of chocolate
little
and
tres leches.
Yeah, and just everybody else could have part of the birthday cake, and I'll be like, here you go, Art. Here's your birthday cake. No, for my birthday.
Check it out.
Really, you want to hear something so bad? Is that he was actually picking a place depending if I would go or not.
Yeah, basically. That's what I had to pick.
He's like town center. Art won't go.
Yeah, and Art won't go.
That's how much they love me, man. Goof. That's how much I love you.
I did. I had to, like, me and Amanda were talking about it. She's like, well, what about Fogo de Chao? And I was like, nah, town center, Art won't go. Mm-hmm. She was like, damn. Well, we're not going to Orange Park. And I was like, well, then we're going to have to pick someplace relatively maybe central.
We should have done Korean barbecue.
That's
for
what
sure.
I'm saying.
No.
Would have been way better.
No. Trust me.
Why not?
Well, because when me and Amanda came and met y'all at Korean barbecue the other night and we left, she was, because that was our date night. We were actually going to come and meet y'all for food.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to go there. And when we got there, I'm glad that we didn't waste the date night meal.
Why?
At the Korean barbecue place. I was a little, I mean, I didn't have any of the food. I don't know. So maybe the food is delicious. Atmosphere is not so good.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Yeah. Sorry, you're leaving.
Shit.
The atmosphere was not so, I mean, it wasn't like black sheep. A black sheep.
Bro, it's a hole in the wall.
It is a hole in the wall.
Like the only non-Korean people that were there were us.
No, there was one other couple back there. But everybody that works there was straight Korean.
Listen, yeah, actually, exactly. Well, there's a Filipino that works there that's from Germany. But yeah.
That makes sense.
But yeah. So
the food is great.
It's balling, dude.
I mean, I haven't had any yet. So
like, 2 weeks ago.
Listen, man, do you want some Mexicans making your Korean food? No.
You want Koreans?
What do you?
You want Koreans making your Mexican food? No.
You set them off.
You want some motherfucking Mexicans making that shit, man? Straight from Mexico or California? Because that shit's really good there too. I'm just saying. What you do,
bro?
Hey, bro. Listen, man. This food right here, straight out of Puerto Rico, made by my grandma. You know that shit's good. Okay. Hey, this shit right here, it's made by my wife friend. His name is Todd. Would I want that? I get to choose. I'm blind. This one's made by my grandma in Puerto Rico. She's Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican food.
I'm sorry. How did the white
right,
girl?
Stop right here. And this is Todd. Todd's trying to make some paella or some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck. Which one are you going to pick? Your eyes are closed. Go ahead. Be stereotypical. You're like, I picked the mom from Puerto Rico. You racist motherfucker.
How did the white girl do on the Cubans?
Okay, first off, those aren't like normal Cubans. Okay.
Just
first off, a man is not just a white girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Brian Callen on the show today. Let's keep going.
Listen, are you saying you don't like what I'm saying? No. You come to Brian Callen, you cocksucker. I can fuck my weapon right fucking there. It's out for a reason. I'm just saying, don't fuck with me today.
Shit.
Anywho, what I'm saying is.
I love Brian Callen.
Yeah, he's all right. If you're into that kind of shit, gay.
Jesus.
What? You're saying.
What the hell were we going with this?
I don't know.
What were we talking about? Well, food. And then he starts talking about Amanda. Why? I don't know why you're talking shit about her, first off. Okay? I'm just saying Todd can't cook Puerto Rican food. And I don't want somebody else at some fancy place trying to cook my... Fucking that black sheep, man. $33 for some fucking LA short ribs. I was like, woo! I was like, they got some Korean short ribs. And I looked, $33. Fuck you, man. I get $25 all you can eat at the Korean barbecue joint. That shit's out the chain gang. Just saying. Fucking up, man. Fucking up.
And to the Korean barbecue.
Just because of the atmosphere. Fuck.
That crunk juice.
Right. Made it hit. Super crunk.
It hit.
Listen, the Korean barbecue place right now should be thinking about sponsoring us.
They need it. They really need to.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we went there three times in a week.
I get two hot plates.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll bring business to
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Really? You didn't want to waste it? I got a ticket, motherfucker.
I haven't eaten there, so I don't know.
Well, maybe. This is why we...
I'm glad I didn't waste my team night on that.
I mean, we went to Chewy's, which is one of
my... Oh, my God!
American Mexican.
You wasted that Korean barbecue when you went to Chewy's afterwards for the fucking atmosphere? For real? For real? With a little automated kiosk on the damn table that you don't even have to see a person. You just order shit, appears, and you pay when you're fucking ready. You know fucking nothing there. What the fuck is it? It's out of a microwave bag. This shit's all salt. Chili's, motherfucker.
I said Chewy's.
Oh, Chewy's.
It's the same shit.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's totally different. That's completely different.
I heard you say Chewy's. They're going off thinking you said Chili's. I'm like, what?
No, I said Chewy's.
I heard Chili's. I'm sorry,
Jesus.
Guys.
I heard Chewy's.
I got a little crazy there.
The funny thing is
got that a little nuts.
Chewy's is basically, you know, American Mexican.
Yeah, it's just Tex-Mex.
No. It's American.
So what you're saying? Todd is back there cooking my Mexican food. That's the fucking issue I'm having right here. And you didn't want to know. What, it's because of Korean. You don't like the Asian people? What's the matter with you? Goddamn Callahan, what the fuck? All right, I'm over.
Just to clarify for you what Tex-Mex is.
Sure.
It's Mexican food from Texas.
Okay.
And this is Florida. So how the fuck does that happen?
This is Florida.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, it's still
no.
Just well, saying. That's like no. No. Hold on. That's like saying you can't have sushi here in Florida because sushi comes from Japan.
No,
but that's different.
No. They don't need Japanese fish. Japanese fish.
You know what I like about Asian restaurants? I don't eat sushi, but what I like about them is they at least have Asian people making your sushi in front of you.
Actually, well, maybe here because the funniest shit we've ever seen.
Callahan.
No, listen. The funniest shit I ever saw was
when about Atlanta. Now
we went to Atlanta to the fucking hibachi to a hibachi
grill, and it was Mexican.
And it was a Mexican guy. Yeah. with an Asian accent with a Mexican guy.
Funny Hola, my name is Jose.
Yeah. Freaked you out.
I will make your tacos al tempura.
Hey, look. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. Hey, open up. Strip in the face.
Dude, my kids love that shit, so.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I mean, who doesn't like a show? Who doesn't like a show? Man, I think more of a Thailand show, my show. That shit's fucking awesome. There's the fish show. There's the nail game. There's the darts. Ping pong balls, and chains, and fish, Yeah, fish.
Yeah, we were talking about food, bro. The
donkey. Well, I'm talking about food, too. I mean, well, and shows.
Tyler's got a donkey show.
Yeah, they got all sorts of shows now. They got all sorts of shows now. That is a place called the Pink Panther over in Phuket. I'm just saying.
And fuck it.
Fuck it, yeah. Over in fuck it. I'm just saying, man. Whatever. And the Butterfly Bar and then the Sharks Club. I'm just saying. Shit's crazy. Wow. Crazy.
Interesting.
That might have been 19, 20 years
ago. I thought that was only Tex-Mex shows.
What?
Yeah, that was fucking flat. Wow.
And we're done. What was that? 30 minutes?
Let's just call it. Let's call it now.
He ran out. He ran out on us.
Run out of steam.
Shit. I was like, I thought we were talking about Mexicans and shit. God damn it.
Anyway.
We have our own half breed right here. Miguelinho.
No, I was going to say.
I was like, what?
Actually, you know what? What's funny about Miggy is that he can actually transform himself to look like many different people. He made himself look like me. He made himself look like Freakazoid.
Yeah.
He made himself look like, who's the other guy? There's like two other people.
Saddam Hussein, yeah.
Yep. Saddam Hussein.
And a white guy named Michael.
And a guy named Mike.
Yeah. So Mike and Miggy are two different people, right?
So, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Definitely two different people. If you,
they look like twins sometimes. I
they
guess.
Do. They do. Yeah.
That was a pea shooter.
I mean, he's one, but they count as two.
So I kind of feel a little bit bad about it earlier.
What? What happened earlier?
What, the chilies meltdown or the
right?
It might have been about the chilies, the chewies, the Mexicans, okay. The Asians, the. I'm just saying, like, maybe there is a Todd out there that makes bomb ass Puerto Rican food. I'm just saying.
I doubt it.
He's probably a rarity.
I fucking doubt it.
It's probably a rarity.
Sorry,
somewhere out there in a story, there's just like this little white boy from like 19, 20 years ago who took a visit over to Puerto Rico through a National Geographic. And he just like, you know, I really want to immerse myself in that culture. Started cooking the food. You know, has that shit nailed down to a science. And this still has never been out of fucking Nebraska where the fuck he's at. But maybe his food is really good. His Puerto Rican food's real good.
I doubt it.
Could be.
Uh-uh.
Could be.
Nope.
I mean, you can be a doubter or racist, whatever you want to call that.
I like racist.
Sir, I'm not sure if I can handle any more of your microaggressions.
Okay, well, hold on. Is there anywhere in Jacksonville that's got true Puerto Rican food?
Yeah, bro. Orange Park Kingsley has a really good spot.
Do they?
In front of Orange Park
Kingsley?
High School.
On Kingsley?
What? Because I'm not sure if I counted the spot we hit in Fernandina.
Yeah, it was
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, Wallow didn't get to taste it because Wallow was like, fuck this place.
I remember Wallow's review. Was the shit.
Yeah.
I had to screenshot it.
A new shop. There's a new shop too, right? We just found that. Remember when we were looking for that one thing?
Oh, yeah. That's the one he's talking about.
Kingsley.
That wasn't on Kingsley, though.
It was.
The one we went to was like by the Lowe's. Of Blanding.
Yeah. Blanding's and Kingsley.
Oh, that's not true Puerto Different Rican, one. Though. It's I know what you're talking about.
Whoa, I need to hear this. What's up?
Yeah. It's Latin food, but it's a mixture. It's got like Peruvian, Cuban.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah. We got to try that shit out. Where's that at?
It's different.
It's by the LA Fitness.
Guys, the LA Fitness over
across from the Best Buy. Yeah.
Across from the Best Buy. Has anybody had any of that food? If so, please call in. Okay, guys. I have a question, man. I have a serious question. I'm gonna change subject a little bit on you. I actually put this on my Snapchat. I have a serious question.
You put a penis.
Okay. All right. Serious mode on.
When you have tattoos, right? You got tattoos on your arms, tattoos on your face, neck, wherever, maybe it's your shoulder. Fuck, I don't care. And someone says, nice tattoo. I mean, that's cool, right? Cool, nice tattoo. I mean, that's why you get tattoos. You want people to look at them, you know, look at this dope tattoo. But thanks, man.
Man or woman?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, continue.
Matters for me, but okay.
Now, man or woman, person grabs your arm and moves and starts looking at your tattoo and shit without permission.
Fucking hate that.
Is that okay?
Well, if it happens through Snapchat, I'd be really, really.
I said in person, motherfucker. No. Listen.
Oh, okay.
I asked the question in Snapchat. I haven't gotten any answers back yet.
Oh, okay.
So who did this? I fucking hate it. I hate it. Stop touching me.
When did that happen to you?
It happened all the fucking time. I was buying
my Crunch Juice on the way over to the podcast.
Oh, what? At the gas station?
And the girl, like, I was like, I like your dragon. I was like, it's Foo Dog. But there's a dragon right above it, so I thought she was talking about it, and then she grabbed my arm and started moving over. She's like, I was Chinese.
Yeah.
I said,
that was assault.
I said, well, it's Japanese, but
Okay. It can be Chinese if you want a boo-boo.
Yeah. No, it's – I – don't do that. Don't do that. Don't grab my arm. I've had people grab my arm. I've had a kid in the line at the bank start tracing the border on some of the tattoos on my leg.
He's like, gone.
I'm just standing in line, and all of a sudden I feel like a little finger on my leg, and I'm like, what the hell? Should have back
kicked. You're like, whoa.
No, actually, well, at first it kind of spooked me, but then I looked down and I saw it was just a little kid doing it, so I was like, whatever, it didn't bother me. But then the mom snatched him up and was like, you know, we don't deal with people like that. And I'm like, okay, cool. So your mom's a cunt.
Deal with people like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, white people, you don't deal with people like that.
Dude, I hear that.
The problem was is it was a white person.
Listen, this is the thing, though. Like, white people are really funny, right? Because they might send you, like, blankets with smallpox.
They only did that to the Indians.
Well, native
lesson learned, motherfucker. Fool me once, won't fool me twice.
But, yeah, I've had people grab my arm. I've had people, like...
I'm half white, guys. I'm just kidding.
You know, when they heard that I had my stomach done and my chest, oh, let me see. I'm like, bro, I'm in Lowe's. No.
I'm in Lowe's, and I have my weapon on me, yeah. Bitch.
How about
if no? I pull this shirt up, somebody's getting shot. Science, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a weapon on me. Fuck yeah, I got a weapon. Test me, motherfucker. What? What? No.
This dude's crunk off.
I'm just kidding.
I know, man. This shit makes him unstable.
I'm just kidding. Whoa! Guys, listen.
I'm way too unstable for this
Hold
shit.
Hold on.
I thought he said chili's not chili's.
I'm just kidding, guys.
No, he's
listen,
not.
I don't know. Shh. I'm just kidding. Seriously, I'll shoot you. I'm kidding. You can't take anything I say seriously.
You know what you were talking about, the pre-workout before cardio?
That's art with crunk
That's
juice.
That's art with crunk juice.
Listen, man, if you want a good podcast, Daddy needs his medicine. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. You know what? My dad used to take me. Okay, so I'm from Alaska, guys. And my dad used to pick me up and take me to a place called Sled Hill. And, me and my brother.
It's just sled?
Yeah, well, yeah, Sled Hill. Motherfuckers go there to sled down this hill. It's a big hill. It's at a school or whatever. And Dad used to have this little model in the center console. He had a big Chevy truck, you know, big little center console. It was this cool little fucking bottle, man. It was like dark color, so on and so forth. The blackberry brandy is what was the name on the front of it. And I'd be like, Dad, you know, I see him nipping it. I'm like, oh, Dad, I want to try some of that. He's like, ooh, I don't know if you want some of that. He don't. I was like, what the fuck? You know, so, and then he gives me a little nip. It's like, oh, he's like, yeah, it keeps you warm, huh? I was like, yeah, it keeps me warm, yeah. He was sledding. He's getting drunk up there, that motherfucker. And then we're like driving back. We're in the back of the trunk, that truck. That was fun. I'm like, like flying around everywhere. It's fucking swerving all over the place. Sled's fucking around.
So, quick question.
Wait. We might have died almost.
funny thing.
How most of that was in the 80s.
Huh? His dad got drunk to watch them sled, and now he gets drunk to do a podcast.
Right. No, full wait, circle. So, no, hold on. No, I'm
totally the same thing. I throw my kids in the back of the truck. That'd be like me throwing my dogs in the back of my little Escape. I'm like, okay, let's go, perro. And I'm like driving real fast and I'm trying to keep up.
Huh? So what I think Art admitted was that was his first taste of crunk juice.
Yeah, it might have been like 5 or 6.
Also got him hooked on the crunk juice.
Hey, at least his was better than mine first. My first was Cutty Shark.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is a Cutty Shark?
Oh, that's whiskey.
That's gut rot shit. It's bad.
Oh, my God, bro. That was big in the 80s.
Well, that's what my grandfather drank.
Well, it sounds like your parents didn't really like you.
No, that's what my grandfather
drank. Now, did the commercials here for that, was it like some big ship in the middle of the ocean and like chicks and guys drinking?
I don't know. I do remember that it did have the ship, but I guys, don't remember the rest.
Real quick, too, also, I think it's really important that people, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay.
You might have a point for yourself, but let me get out the question here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm wrong. If it's important that please, guys, learn how to drink out of a bottle. Like you need, there's a thing to it, right? Your top lip's supposed to be on the inside of the bottle, and the bottom lip's underneath. Don't put it inside your mouth like you're sucking a dick. All up in your mouth. This is specific. Let's see if you can do it. Show them the right way. Show them the right way. Do it.
Do it. Put it in your mouth.
That's all right. Now show them the wrong way. But don't drink it the wrong way.
No, I'm not trying to.
Don't drink it the wrong way.
Hold on.
Do it. I'm making a point, goddammit. Drink it the wrong way.
All right. Yes, Daddy.
Okay.
Okay, that was semi the right way, but do it the wrong way.
I can't even look at Mickey when he does
it. Do it the wrong way. It's fucking 12 to 6. Yeah, gay as fuck. Now do it the right way.
He's just trying to keep you hydrated.
Much better. Much better. Much better. That's the way you do it, guys, in case you did not know. In case you didn't know, hydrate. I'm tired of going to, not that I go to bars much, but sometimes I go to bars. And
let me ask you a question.
Drinking wrong.
Why did you bring this up?
He's having crunk juice
flashbacks. Why did we bring any of this up?
No, something must have triggered it.
It's a story, motherfucker, we're talking
a story
here.
From where?
While drinking water.
I'm just saying, I told you, I've seen people do this all the time.
Enjoy the ride.
Aimed at me.
Enjoy the ride.
Who?
Enjoy the ride.
Your dad must not have loved you, teach you how to drink out of a bottle. I'm just saying, like your mom teach you?
And here we go.
Your mom teach you how to drink out of a bottle because you're fucking doing it wrong. You need to learn. Let's do a tutorial on YouTube. This is how you drink out of a bottle.
Go ahead, bro.
We're going to do a tutorial. Well, I need you to do the fancy camera. We'll do slow-mo. I'll show it this fucking, you know.
First, unscrew the bottle cap.
We'll do it. Yeah, for sure.
We'll second, put up different kind of bottles. Like, listen, firm, if you got a wide mouth bottle, this is what it looks like. There's a smaller bottle right here. This looks like this is a little
breath. Put thing. Lips on bottle.
Right.
No, four. I'm not talking drink. During it. I'm just going to demo. I'm like, right way.
Yeah, ching, then it does check, voiceover.
Wrong way.
Over.
Big fucking red X. Bom, 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 bom. You say no. Just say no. Cocksucker.
All right, so back to your Cutty Shark story.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Cutty Shark.
That was just my first. Because I got introduced to that by my grandma.
Well, that story's lame. So
it is.
Move on to the next one.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's definitely not. I do not have the energy you have today.
Tell me about your dip story.
No, shit, I don't remember where I started doing that from.
Callahan.
What was it?
No, actually, it was probably here baseball. Where I lived on the north side.
Was it to get up with work?
No, I think I probably started, if I had to guess, because I legit don't remember. But I probably started chewing when I met a friend of mine named Travis from back in the day.
That's a name that would...
Yeah, no, he was.
So
he was
sounds like a he was chronic
full-blown,
dipper.
He was full-blown redneck. Now, granted, most of my family in South Carolina, they did. I remember cousins and stuff chewing tobacco, but they did mainly the big, like, where you had the brick of tobacco and you pulled the chunk off of that.
So, word. Pretty man. Freeze-dried motherfucker.
Yeah, that word. Kind of shit.
I remember my first time trying a red man. I was like, man, this fucking sucks. Tastes dude, red like man's
rough.
I just remember as a kid, like, you know, like, dip was a big thing or whatever, and so I got this Big League Chew, right? With the, you know, right
the bubble gum.
Bubble gum's pink.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, this shit sucks. So I can't imagine putting fucking dried weed dirt up in that shit. Laced with fucking...
Raisins with nicotine, man. You talking about?
Laced with fucking, what's that called? Fiberglass to cut up your lips so your nicotine gets in there better. No, fuck that, man.
What?
Yeah. Supposedly, yeah, I don't know if that's true or if that's just like one of the old wives' tale, but supposedly, like with Copenhagen, any like loose tobacco,
loose cut
that they put grind or no, they don't, if they do glass, like a finely ground glass, I remember being told. So that way it cuts the inside of your lip very small, very.
I'd believe that shit would like skull. It's just cheap as fuck.
Because it's like skull.
No. But I mean, I used to chew like big, like the.
Don't do that.
Almost out.
Bro, please don't do that.
That ain't just matter. Listen,
you can do whatever the fuck you want, say whatever the fuck you want, but please don't do that.
That grinds his gears.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Well, you are in the fucking corner.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I am. But it's a weird corner. It's like multiple corners. I feel okay.
That was the other thing we had to try to address last night too, is because where they set us, how it was, we kind of set in the middle of the restaurant, so there was really nowhere you could sit.
Oh, another thing about Black Sheep too, these cocksuckers. I walk in, right, and I'm like, hey, I'm here for Chris Sharon, and they're like, Chris Sharon. I was like, yeah, Chris Sharon's birthday. They're like, Chris Sharon. I was like, maybe Amanda Sharon. They're like, oh yeah, we have an Amanda Sharon. Motherfucker, like you couldn't look at the last name and figure it out. Anyways, okay, so where are we at? They're like, oh, they're on the fourth floor. You go around there, take the elevator to the fourth floor. Go around there, take the elevator to the fourth floor. I'm walking around, looking for my friends, right? And this lady comes up front of the floor. I was like, hey, listen, you need a reservation to be up here? I was like, I'm looking for a birthday party for my buddy, Amanda Sharon. It's really Chris Sharon, but that's his wife who made it. So she goes, oh, follow me. She like runs off, like, follow the bitch, whatever. And then like, she like taps on that. She's like, well, they're being partially seated on the first floor. I walk all the way back down the first floor and I look at the chick at the fucking front desk. I was like, you sent me up to the fourth floor and then right fucking here. You wasted 15 minutes of my time. I could have had two drinks in me. We could have had $14 burgers and $33 fucking short rib steaks, a fucking funded fucking cake with some lime and shit. You're wasting my time.
Citrus.
What the fuck, man? Wasting my time. Gold. Seriously, though. Gold.
Gold,
baby. Don't get me wrong on gold, man. Okay, listen. Fucking the new gold rush was supposed to be electric currencies, but it took a big fat dump. It's coming up, though. And as soon as that bitch hits $2,000-$3,000 for me, pulling that motherfucker out. Telling you right now.
I'm just glad that the mic's got the condoms on it.
I did too.
These condoms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these rubber.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Soft fucking.
No, it's because you're spitting all over them. You're like drooling all over them.
Testy, 1, 2. Do we get the same condoms every time?
Yes.
Yes.
Yours is yours.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to swap spit with anyone. Nah.
I was going to say, you guys, yeah. I put my lips on them all the time.
Yeah, no, that's all yours.
Sometimes he puts the mic in his mouth.
Sometimes I do. You know, I don't know if you guys can see this, but that's just huge. I don't get it all in, of course. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Too funny. Anywho. Moving right along from Chris's birthday party.
Again.
Where are you going to go celebrate next weekend?
We're going to, there's one of the seafood restaurants up in Atlanta that I really like.
Look how fish I look.
What?
Promotion pick.
It's like he didn't give a fuck that you were talking.
To Atlanta?
Yeah. So we'll go there. Me and Dad, we'll get there.
It's like once he's done talking, he'll get on his phone and like forget about the podcast.
That's when we get to interject and, you know. Have a normal fucking conversation. We don't have to be putting bottles in our mouths wrong and shit like that.
Do it.
What the fuck?
Do we forget Jesus? Right?
Nah, so me and the restaurant we go to, they've got a really good smoked old fashioned that me and Dad enjoy, and they have oysters from all around the world that are fresh and brought in. So
nice.
We'll do a couple dozen oysters, have some old fashions. Yeah.
The fuck is an old fashioned?
Whiskey mix. It's a drink. Cocktail? Yeah, it's a whiskey with bitters and sugar. And this one is smoked. So they actually put the drink into some sort of glass where they actually smoke it. So it gives it a nice smoky flavor. It's really good. It's the only place I've been to that they actually have like a good old fashioned. So
Mickey, what the fuck have you been up to, bro? You've been gone for like a couple of weeks.
I know,
dude,
right?
I'm a Georgian again.
Jesus.
Dude, like, all I've been doing is just lifting.
Did you forget how to drive, though? Because, you know, people from Georgia can't drive for shit.
Oh, it's dude, it's a two-hour trip.
No,
I mean, it's a legit
two-hour
trip. You know what's
funny? Like, driving in Georgia is way better than driving in Jacksonville.
Oh, no, Jacksonville sucks, bro.
Fuck, man. Dude, I don't have to fear for my life up there.
Why do you think I try to head up there as much as I can to go hit my towers? Just get into the backwoods and the pulp woods and shit like that, and you don't have to deal with all this shit down here.
You just want
to
masturbate out of people's eyesight.
No, I don't have time for that.
No, man, like, all I've been doing is just lifting, man. Lifting.
Almost jacked your back up, though.
Yeah, dude. What? Oh, my God. Just weights, daddy. No, man. So, I had to sneak in a workout real quick Friday morning. Woke up at 4, went to the gym at 5, hitting my squats. And I'm coming up. I'm like, man.
Bro, seriously, come on.
This is the snap. I said, Art melting down.
This is so funny.
Anyway. So, yeah, no, like, I was going.
Hey, I need some more crunch juice. Where's that? I'm empty. Fix it.
So
I'm.
So
he's so mad for real. He's mad. He's mad. Oh, fuck. Is it hot? I can feel the heat coming from me. It's all from this side only. Chris is cool as a cucumber, man. I got air. This motherfucker's hot. It's pissed. Stop, goddamn can. Ah!
It's like from everything you do, it's like I'm cool with everything. Except when you fucking go like.
He just did a whole lot of it. Way more than I did.
That just fucking pisses me. I was like, come on, man. You know that shit comes through the mic.
Hold on, hold on, Wallace.
Doesn't sound right.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm sorry. I really don't give a fuck.
I didn't say that.
Not yet.
Well, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
You're supposed to say, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for something else.
No, I'm sorry.
He wants you to say something first.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. All good.
Okay, cool. So I have nothing else to say. I said I'm sorry.
I thought he was going to do the Connor thing.
No, I was trying not to make my friend mad. I'm just going to be cool right here, just like this.
All right, so how did you almost jack up your back?
So I went down for a squat, and I'm coming up. I was like, man, I got to sneeze.
Were you looking to the ceiling?
I was. No, I'm coming up to rack it. I'm like, I got to sneeze. So I kind of move forward, and I just feel my back go. I'm like, shit.
Oh.
I quickly rack the weights, put the plates back. Then I'm like, all right. Do a little quick twist over. I'm like, shit, I got a little bit more mobility. I want to finish my workout. And surprisingly, I'm not too bad. I'm standing. My posture got fixed somehow from that.
Because you're like, oh, shit, if I – oh, no,
yeah,
no,
like,
no.
I'm standing up straight. I think I'm 6'2 now.
Nice.
Not too bad. I'm strong now, Daddy. I'm strong.
I was 5'7 for about a week after I went to work out with Art.
Shit, how are those?
He made me do these fucking things, and I was like, oh, my God, my back.
What did he make you do?
Deadlifts. I don't know.
No, it was some sort of deadlift. What the hell was it?
Oh, straight leg or cross leg?
Art.
He's talking about a stiff leg, a deadlift. I'm trying to teach him how to do this thing, right? And I thought it was pretty lightweight, but if you've never done it before, like even lightweight or even just the bar with like 25s, it's pretty awkward. The key with stiff-legged deadlifts is making sure that your spine stays nice and neutral during the whole evolution. When you bend, your knees are slightly bent. Yep. So a lot of people make a mistake and lock them out. Yeah. And then also their feet are right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Put about 4 to 6 inches in between them. That's about right. As soon as you feel the stretch in the hamstrings, that's when you start to come up. Your flexibility will get better, and soon you will be stepping up on a step and like – reaching all the way past the step and touching either dumbbells or the barbell to the ground to raise it up. It's a really good exercise. I'm telling you, man, if you want to blast your hamstrings, you want to blast glutes, that'll do it to you. But the second you start curving that back, anytime that you're over the weight that you're able to do, it can jack your lower back up. So you have to be very, very strict on it. That's one that you can always caution on the side of lighter weight and a little bit more reps versus heavier weight and less reps.
Dude, it's like regular deadlifts for people too, man. Like, you know, being that spending a lot of time in the gym, I see so much cringeworthy shit.
Oh, I know.
And like people where I work out at an army base, soldiers, they think they know everything in the fucking world. I can't go up to them and correct them because they're like, oh, fatty, what the fuck? You know, like,
That's like a big thing when I was in bodybuilding too. It was a big taboo to go up and correct somebody who hadn't asked for it. And one of my biggest pet peeves were actually shoulder shrugs. So people that are doing shrugs and they start doing circular motions.
Yeah,
and
you're like, fucking yourself up.
Yeah, oh, there's so much wrong with that. So much damage.
So it's like the ligaments, the way it is, you're really supposed to go just up and down, right?
Yes. Isn't it? So your trapezius, which is your shoulder muscles on the top, right? They do one job and one job only, and that's to go up, shrug up, and go right back down. Now, people that are doing the rotating thing, what they're doing is they're moving their humeral head, which grinds against the antecubital space, which is where it attaches to your collarbone right here. And you have the rotator cuff and supraspinatus that runs through there, and you're grinding that down. And so it's just like wear and tear, unnecessary.
Yeah, I saw a kid at NAS doing it. Some guy came up to him and was like, dude, you're doing it wrong. So I just told him, like, dude, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, school, this is how I'm doing it. Yeah, but yeah.
For my hams, my glutes, and my lower back, I just do good mornings. But I'm trying to figure something else out because I hear those are bad, that you really shouldn't.
What, good mornings?
Yeah, they're not a good workout.
The moment I hurt my back, I grabbed the weighted PVC pipe and started doing good mornings until I felt my back loosened up a little bit. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't do good mornings with much. I only do good mornings with, I think, I do them around 65 pounds.
Yeah, dude.
I don't. It's one of those err on the side of caution with lightweight.
You know what I discovered? The right way to use it. Have you guys heard of the glute ham developer, the GHD machine? Yeah. CrossFit uses it for fucking sit ups. You're not supposed to do
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the one where you come down and you come up.
Yeah,
but you reverse it.
You're supposed to, So that's what I've been doing, man. This shit's been helping me.
Yeah, nice.
I am legit. Maybe probably later this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I was explaining what I'm going to do in the garage. Yeah. The main reason is because I'm going to build a spot because I want to get a reverse hyper.
Yeah, that's what I want to try one day.
I want to get a reverse hyper.
Dude,
how much are those?
About 7.
$700 Yeah, especially with fucking cheap. Rogue.
Oh, I won't get one from Rogue.
Because I've seen people that make like ghetto ones that do the job. But the thing is, if you're not careful, you're going to whack yourself with the fucking weights.
No, I'll probably, because Westside's.
They got one?
Yeah, they've got one. But they're the ones that built them.
Yeah. Off of them first, and then everyone else followed suit.
The one thing I did start looking at, it's a little pricey, and I can just do it myself, I feel. But I was listening to
Mark Smelly Bound.
No, it was who was on the podcast with Rogan the other day, the fighter? Travis Brown. Sorry, yeah. Travis Brown. He was talking about some of the stuff they do.
It wasn't Travis Brown. It was Matt Brown.
Matt Brown. I'm sorry. Matt Brown. But doing the wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So I kind of looked up. I was like, well, shit, I wonder how much his little wheelbarrow thing is, because you can stack weights on it. It's got the plate and stuff. Yeah. No, I will just buy a fucking regular old wheelbarrow.
Just put cement or sandbags.
Yeah, because I'm not spending like fucking $500 on this fucking. Yeah, it's, but it's got it's got the spots where you can, because he's got the bells, the grip bells. So what they do is they'll put the weights on the sled, they call it. Or the wheelbarrow, and then you hook these balls to the end as grips. So then that way you're, you know, squeezing like that and doing the wheelbarrow stuff.
Well, no, man, one thing too is like, especially where I work out, it's an army gym and they have government money, so they got some of the best shit there.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it gets to the point where like you kind of look, you're like, did you guys really need that? You could have bought more mats for rolling.
Yeah.
You could have bought more fucking plates. You could have bought newer dumbbells. But no, they'll spend money on some of this dumb Rogue equipment. Because I'm pretty sure Rogue hooks them up, government discount. So they fucking.
It looks good for Rogue when they see some of the guys.
They used to have a fucking huge basketball court with nothing but mats, with a little boxer's cage with heavy bags and stuff, and saddlebags, an octagon, and a boxing ring. But people were complaining, there's not enough CrossFit stuff here. So they took it all away. Like, and it was free for everyone to use, man. So now all they have is old wrestling mats upstairs. And then downstairs, they have fucking heavy bags. And they have a tie bag, and they're like, no kicking. I'm like, this bag, this fucking bag is for kicking.
It's meant for kicking.
And like, of course, the sign is right in front of the bag. I'm like, you guys just don't know what you're buying here.
I'm trying to stay away from getting like specialized stuff that you can't do more than like one thing with.
Like, one thing I hate is they have a tire flip machine, right? As it is half a tire.
Oh, I've seen those.
I'm like,
can you hit it with a hammer? Do they allow you to hit it?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, no, but still, though, it's just the fact that it only goes one way. So you flip it, you have to walk around.
Oh, jeez.
That's pointless.
Have to look for a set buddy. Right. You get on the other side, flip it back.
Yeah.
Why not get a full tire?
No, they do have full tires.
Okay.
But then they have AstroTurf, but like, don't use it on the AstroTurf. I'm like, well, that makes fucking sense.
Or are you going to use it?
Right. No. In this little crowded ass area where they have weight platforms, a whole pull-up rig. It doesn't have common sense behind it.
Look at all the cool shit we have, but dude, you can't use it. Like,
full body press machines, which is stupid. It's basically like if you combine a chest press machine with a leg press, so you're literally just stretching out, and you're not doing much work with it.
No.
But they got government money, so they're like, fuck it, let's buy stupid shit at this point. I wish they'd just buy a reverse hyper now.
Right.
Because they got ski ergs and assault bikes and fucking, they have this one machine. It's called the Ab Blaster. It's literally looks like a little basketball arcade game, but you sit back, do a sit up, and you throw the ball in the thing. It's really stupid.
Wow. So you just couldn't mount it to a wall? You had to actually get a machine?
Dude. Oh.
Wow.
Nah. Yeah, man. The shit I see, I'm just like, fuck. Then my favorite too is like the dude bros when they do like fucking curls in the squat rack.
You're not just a bro. You're not just a dude, but you're a dude bro. Yeah. That's how you know you fucked up.
Dude, there's like guys that wear ranger panties and they're not even rangers. Because they have rangers up there in Savannah. Yeah.
Ranger panties?
The shorts. Just look on Tim Kennedy's Instagram.
Oh yeah, he's advertising some from some bundle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wear ranger panties and not even rangers. And they're
why am I going to be a poser?
Dude, it's the military. So they whatever looks cool, man. I mean, you know, not like our boy Clayton. He looks Top Gun as fuck.
Yes,
but,
he does.
Dude, but also Clayton, the difference is Clayton actually been through buds.
And like he has the body.
Yeah, and he's a fucking stud, bro. He's like fucking 22-year-old dude. We
saw that boy squatting weights.
I'm just telling you, if I had fucking Clayton's body, yeah, I'd be walking around in Ranger panties too. No shirt.
That's what he does.
Dude.
We saw him working out on base on Fish. A kind of cold.
I'm telling you, man, there's not a – I still feel there's not a more American picture than that fucker standing over there in front of the Weber Grill.
And we're going to relive that picture next time we do another barbecue. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, Clayton, get on the fucking grill.
I got a message for Clayton. boy, I need you to run for office one day because it's going to be your fucking campaign poster.
Dude. For real,
dude. That's badass.
I need to find that picture again.
Hell yeah, you do.
I need to make a meme out of it.
A poster. No. We need a shirt with that shit, man.
Rash Garden. That's what we need. Rash Garden with a screaming eagle.
Oh, we could do a shirt.
Oh, that would be dope, dude. But you got to have a screaming eagle somewhere behind him. Yeah.
No, two eagles coming.
Yeah. With his fucking aviators
and a fighter, what is it?
Oh, a fighter jet?
Yeah, and an F-18. It is.
Flying.
This should be the 4th of July shirt, man.
That's why I call it fucking Top Gun, bro. Yeah.
Dude. That's Clayton, pretty dope. Thank you for your service. Just had to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I noticed he's getting his tattoo colored.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, he's squatting bareback with this tattoo on a nasty-ass barbell outside.
That's how shit gets messed up.
He was doing muscle ups, and I'm like, God damn.
He's Clayton, man.
Like, I can't.
Dude, this is the kid that ran from the fucking base to the gym.
Oh, my God.
For a warm up.
In combat boots.
Yeah. Or no, hiking shoes.
Yeah,
man.
No, he'd wear his Solomons.
Skirpas or Sherpas, whatever you call those shoes.
No, Solomons. He'd wear his Solomons.
Through the train tracks.
Yeah, through the train tracks.
I felt so bad because I saw him 6 miles. I tried to stop him. He just looked angry. Yeah. All right, fuck it. And then find out he's like, man, my car broke down. I was like, fuck. Yeah.
I thought you were just running to the gym again.
Like, dude, they're just doing your workout.
Get some more of that chocolate there, guy.
He's making eye contact with me. It feels weird. So I have to watch him eat the chocolate since I can't have any.
Why? You can't have any chocolate, bro?
I'm being strict keto because I tried to be a fat ass on Friday and it didn't work.
Yeah, he said he tried to carb up and he couldn't.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Oh.
That looks like it tastes so good.
Oh, man. So, like, I went to a Chinese buffet, and I had one plate. I'm like, man, I'm fucking full. Didn't even finish it. Then I went. I was like, fuck, I'm going to make this bitch worth it.
I'm just kidding. I was being a douche.
I served two plates to myself, went back, sat down. I was like, I'm about to go to town. And then my body was like, man, you're full. I was like, shit. So then the waitress is looking at me like, oh, you served all that fucking food, and you're not going to eat it? So I had to, like, kind of just, like, nibble at it, like, get a grain of rice, be like,
my mind says yes, but my body says no.
Art Kelly.
And then I pissed on her. Wait a minute. How old are you, bitch? Sorry. Fuck.
It was going to
be in so much trouble.
You ever had a golden shower?
No.
Gay. Why not? You don't have to be gay to have a golden shower.
Have you ever had a golden shower? I like when they stand over me and pee. Hey, guys, I did know a guy.
Oh, God, you knew a guy.
Listen, man, so there's this bar. It used to be called Coyotes, right? And there's this guy that used to go in there. And he was this retired Master Chief or something like that. But anyways, there was a bunch of young girls that worked there. It was an oyster bar. Actually, Polar Bear used to work there. Terry did. Yeah, he was a shucker. Anyways, so this guy would go in there, and he'd spend all day there, man. He's retired. What's that?
Shucker.
He was a shucker, not a shucker.
My bad.
Shucker. That means he shucked oysters. It means opened them up and served oysters, steamed oysters. Anyways, fuck it. He's like the shucker. There you go. No. All right, so check it out. So this guy would go in there, and he would pay the girls to pee on him. But listen, like in the bathroom in the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the girls would take him into the girls' bathroom.
And he give him money?
$500.
Damn, that's a good bonus just to take it,
man. $500.
Give me $250.
I'd be like this. Look, if I was one of them.
So, yeah. So there lies the question. If a guy came up to you and said, hey, Miggy, I know this is a little weird, man. This is what I like. If I pay you $250, let's say, would you pee on me?
Double it up and I'm taking shit on your chest. Straight up saying it. I ain't turning. That's even money, dude. Tax fucking free.
So he doubles it up, and there you guys are. He's laying on the ground.
Yep.
Squatted over him.
Yep.
Taking his deuce, man. Things about maybe halfway out. He ain't pinched that bitch off yet.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Somebody walks in, snaps a picture of you.
Fuck it. Dude, I was going to say this. As long as I could shotgun.
You're like, fuck you, man. $500.
I was going to say, if I could shotgun a beer as I'm taking this shit, I don't give a fuck, man.
He's like,
easy fucking money. I hope I go viral, damn it.
That'd be a savage picture right there.
That would be savage.
Hope I go viral,
damn it. Case your political office, goodbye.
Well, you're doing this podcast. Not necessarily. No, you're doing this podcast. You're fucked already.
You know what? Honestly, if I did that, I'd get the fraternal vote of the United States of America. All the dude bros be like, that's my president.
Dude, bro. Shooting on a man's chest. All right.
Didn't the mayor of Washington, D.C. get caught with like heroin twice?
Cocaine.
Heroin.
And he knows how to party.
Hey, listen, man.
Dude. Come on, talk, the guy from Canada, Ford, he was.
And got reelected.
Oh, yeah, Ford was a bad one, too.
Dude, Ford was a fucking madman.
So, bro, do it.
Fuck it, let's set it up.
Your political career.
Well, that guy's gone. That bar is now Four Rivers.
Fuck it, I'm posting on Craigslist tonight. Wait, the barbecue place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to be called Coyotes. And a lot of shit went down there.
I mean, clearly off of what you said, if that went down, other shit had to go down,
too. Listen, the owner... He owned a roofing company. He actually did pretty well with the roofing company, and that's how he ended up buying the bar, right? Mm-hmm. But he come in all fuckered up, and he go into the bar. All
fuckered up.
And he, like, pour a bunch of coke on the bar, fucking line that bitch up, and right off the bar, middle of the fucking everything. He said, what? Look at me. I own this bitch.
That's my kind of party.
You don't know me?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I got
dude, crazy. That place was
that lit. Was a bar?
That was a bar. It was right there. Orange Park on the other side of 295, yeah. It
was a bar.
Gives no fucks, that guy.
He knows how to party.
I guess.
It's hard to find bars like that anymore.
Well, they don't really exist, sir.
Weren't you there when Ric Flair got his ass kicked?
Yes, realize was. This was like 10, this is like 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you weren't here when he told that story.
Yeah, no, there was when the wrestlers would come into town here, they would go, they'd normally stay near the airport here.
Yeah.
There's a little bar up here called the 740. I think it's still there, but it was called the 747. Mm-hmm. That's where all the wrestlers would go after the show. So when we were younger, my buddy's uncle was like, hey, you know all the wrestlers up here in the bar? You want me to sneak y'all in? Y'all can see the wrestlers. I was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
So we get snuck in. You know, we kind of hanging in the back, and you get to see all these wrestlers and shit like that. Well, Ric Flair's sitting at the bar with a girl talking to her. Some little tiny-ass redneck comes strolling into the bar, sees Ric Flair talking to his wife or his girl or whatever.
He said, woo!
No, he did that after. Proceeds to beat the shit out of Ric Flair. Okay? And this is how I knew that Ric Flair was not a good guy, because there wasn't a single wrestler around that did anything about it. They watched.
Shit.
So Ric Flair got his ass whooped. Then turns around as the guy's walking out and goes, woo, as he goes out the door. I shit you not. I'm like, wow. We were like kids and going, shit.
Fuck, man. So wrestlers can't fight. Autograph.
Not all of them.
Apparently. I mean, we know one.
His name is Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
But supposedly, I guess, have y'all seen, I guess there was a 30 for 30 on Ric Flair or something like that?
Yeah,
that one kind of broke my heart a little bit. Yeah. Find out he was just not a good dude.
Yeah.
That he actually became the character. Ric Flair. Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty selfish.
Yeah, it was kind of,
yeah.
It's always bad when the curtain gets pulled back on some of your heroes back in the day.
I watched that guy wrestle from the time I was 5 years old.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know, until maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, like, I hated to see, like, I remember when Jake the Snake was the big deal back in the day and all like that. And then you kind of see his story.
Oh, did
like,
you see it? Did you see the documentary?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was
rough.
That was heartbreaking.
It was. That's when you get to see something. You want to talk about rock bottom? You get to see fucking rock bottom.
Well, apparently Scott Hall's is along those lines, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Scott Hall's was the chain link guy, right?
Razor Ramon.
Yep.
All right, Chico.
You know how much poon that dude got back in the day?
Come on.
Swimming in it. Fucking swimming in it.
But now he's like, he got his shit together.
And yeah.
And he's
recovering.
And he looks like he's, you know, put on some
headphones.
Muscle.
Take your headphones off. Take your headphones off.
Yeah. Wait, I'm taking everything.
Jesus Christ. What in the Steiners, man. The one Steiner brother, he went like just bad.
Is he going to choke me?
Okay. No, I think he's okay.
It's okay, man. I ain't crazy. I ain't doing weird shit.
He's just crunk.
Because I remember when the Steiners came onto the scene. They were like the big deal. I love them. And then to come to find out, I think it was Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner was the one that went down.
Yeah, big Scott Steiner.
Whoa. Yeah, I think he was the one that went down.
Big Papa Plum.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I figured it was going
to
happen.
Yep. We're at hour 15 getting married.
I'm sorry. Was I interrupting your fucking wrestling? Because fuck. Nobody watches that shit. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna go piss while you guys finish up here.
Man, hold on. 8%, y'all.
Yeah, right? Just throw it out there.
8%. And it's a Mike's heart.
I mean, It's all this is just loosened up art. Can you imagine like actual like full blown liquor drunk?
Well, what's funny is he had Four Loko before a Wallow spot.
Where's Carla at with the Four Loko?
Oh, no, that makes art sleep.
The Four Loko does?
Yeah, somehow. You're like, what the fuck? I imagine it had been original Four Loko with caffeine.
Imagine if he smoked weed.
No, dude, I think he would like mellow. I feel like he'd be like this. We wouldn't be able to do a podcast. We would do a podcast. He would be over there.
He'd be like this, just slump this.
Yeah.
No, I think he wouldn't be as loud, but I think.
Wait, I need somebody to call Frank over in Australia to see if this water circles to the right because it circles left.
Frank, he's probably sleeping right
now. Yeah.
Because he's probably like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wake him up. The shit's important.
Are you good?
Yeah.
This man is lit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Dude. There you go. All right. All right.
You have to put the L on the left side. That's what that shit means, man. Listen, you can put it the other way, but it's uncomfortable as shit.
I'm hungry.
This is a heart. For you folks out there, in case you're watching us, still. This is funny. Just making sure you're not scrubbing on through, checking what we're doing. You know what I mean? I want you to watch the whole damn thing.
There is the possibility that we may have lost some people. Well,
scrubby. No, I'm not. I ain't seen shit yet. Scrubby, scrubby, scrubby. Oh, that shit's pretty funny. Scrubby, scrubby, not funny. Scrubby, funny. Funny, funny. Funny! Funny!
Go shut this shit off. We're done.
You want to shut it off? Are we done?
I guess we're done.
Are we done? Let me get a phone call. If you don't get a phone call, I'm like, one, shut this bitch off.
We got some phone calls.
All right.
Do you want to, before we go, you want to give a shout out to our sponsors?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, man, I do. I do. Oh. Oh, well. Too late, cocksucker. We don't talk to your kind around here. Pato. The same. Anyways. Yeah, man. I have sponsors. You believe that shit?
I don't.
I ask myself the same question.
It's like, why?
They fucking sponsor me. Okay? And us. These are good people.
Why don't you give him a shout out before we go?
I'm trying to, motherfucker, but you keep interrupting me.
He's just trying to push you out the door.
Trying to push me out the door like a number two. He's all red. He's got a vein right here. Talking about, I got a shit. It ain't coming out. Finish up. Hurry up. He's taking a glass of water from the sink. Like, reaching. Fucking splashing on his ass. Hoping it helps it out. Nah, nothing. Nothing. Got a little shit on the cup. Put some right back. Hope somebody doesn't drink out of it. Shit's fucked up. This is live, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah. So, sponsors. Sponsors, who should we start first? I always go Lean Impact first.
Hell yeah, man. Right? Do it, yeah.
Right, Lean Impact Nutrition for all your dieting needs. If you're a performance athlete or you're an average Joe, do you need that extra step in that nutrition to get you to the weight that you need, the performance that you need? Or maybe you just want a six-pack. Man, Zach Elkins and his team, they can help you. Fresh meals every week. Very inexpensive. Super competitive. It's good.
If I may point out.
Black Eye Tattoo. Hey, shush. I'm talking here. Fucking sponsors and shit. Okay. Black Eye Tattoo has the dopest tattoos in town. Voted best tattooers. Jacksonville. Okay. They're right there off Stockton and Gilmore. Okay. You can go to blackeyetattoo.com. Get on their newsletter. That's how you get in. They stay busy. 6 months out. Sometimes when the newsletter comes out, they pick from that. Brah, get you on in there. Dope ass pieces. Big pieces. Custom pieces. Nice pieces. Okay, take care. You should do that. I also would like to thank my partner, Wilo J, over here. He's also my secretary.
I'll be making calls tomorrow. Yes?
He'll be making calls for me tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. He's a good guy right here. Miguelino.
So, shout out to my sponsor, Carla. Yeah. I can't top art, you know. Sorry, Carla.
Hey, when is she coming back? When is she back at States?
I don't don't know yet.
No, man.
You want to talk about her accomplishments? She's been working out pretty hard over there.
Yeah, what's dude. She's been kicking ass, man. She's been working out hard as fuck, getting better results than me, so I'm fucking jealous.
Well, next time we talk to her, tell her she needs to up her Snapchat
game. Oh, by the way, she did say hi to everyone.
Okay, because, that's normally the only way I get to see her.
Actually, you know what? She's asleep right now. She's Snapchatting me, and she says, hey, Art, I'm losing a lot of weight, but starting to look like a white girl. I'm going to pump the booty up.
Yeah, fuck.
So I told her, sumo squats, squats, stiff-legged deadlifts, lunges, step-ups.
Carla, I said the same shit to you, and you don't want to listen to me.
Well, it's Art.
I named a bunch of different exercises. I wrote it out, so maybe that's the difference. Shout out.
Yeah.
Well. I said pick 3 to 4 of those exercises, 4 to 5 sets each.
Fuck yeah.
Let her know.
Around the 12 to 6 rep range, higher rep, less weight, and start titrating on down as you add the weight. Should get you the benefits that you're looking for.
Yeah, like I'm trying to lay it out to her, how she does stuff, but she won't listen to me.
She'll listen to
Art. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'd listen to Art too.
Yeah. I did like her Hawaiian shirt, though. That shit was on point.
Oh, dude.
That was a suit, right?
She sent that today?
Is that a suit?
No.
So she has a suit, right? But then the undershirt also has the Hawaiian pattern on the collars.
Nice. That's pretty dope. Oh, that's what the... Yeah. I saw the collar all over the suit. Yeah, it's pretty dope. I was like, damn, looking fresh. You look, one of them fly boys.
Yeah, man. With those... Hold on. Those fucking hideous glasses.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I will fucking say
that. That's why I said fly boys. Yeah, they got the horrible...
No, those aren't fly boys, man. Those are fuck boy glasses.
What, the aviators?
Those are not aviators.
They're not aviators.
Those are like... Let's say some kid... One day told their parent, I want some Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Like the old Oakley.
No. And then the parents,
the old ones.
Yeah. And okay. The parents are like, look, we can't afford these, but let's make some. But they're really fucking shitty. It's basically like they got a visor from a helmet.
Yeah.
And they just blades. Cut around it. And then they got fucking just shit around it. It's,
yeah.
It's horrible, dude.
I used to wear blades.
Beyblades?
No, the Oakley blades back in the day.
Yeah, those were good.
Those were good.
This one are like cheap images.
Dude, literally, it's like just, they got visors. They got some cool like fucking racquetball glasses and drew shit on it and just put it on. And they're like, oh, buy these shits.
Oh, God.
And frat boys
$80.
Got them. Yeah.
Nah,
bro.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no. Anyway. Actually, guys, I have one more thing to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
LRTLK.com.
So close.
Just kidding. This is all an ad, guys. I'm just playing. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
No, we do have a big announcement.
What?
Don't we?
And we'll always love
you. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Bye, guys. Players.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. We taking over. Listen.
Spread out with it. South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, on the North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where it warm in the winter. On up to Minnesota, where it storm in the winter. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Memphis, Tennessee, holla at me. B&H Town, Southside, Cloverland, Daddy, I'm the man out in Dallas. Better ass Cali, Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that spinning, going down Vinny. Drop 6-4-3, we're getting switching. Red light stop, make it drop for the bitch. Block 4-5, blow your head out with it. Anything you hit it, I said, I'm in it. Kane got the crown, then spread out with it. Say you need bricks, I said
if you want to, we can supply you. Got enough work to feed the whole town. They won't shoot you unless you try to. Come around and try to stomp on our ground. Cause we taking over. Said we taking over. Said we taking over.
It's what I does, I get money a day I does that. It's how I ride, black flag on the left, two hoes and ride, you better move. AK, I'm dead, get shut up like Shine, that's on my neck. I'm big like Diddy, damn it, I'm with it. Cali, we did it, Biggie in my city. Please, no fit it, fuck it, I'm too pretty. The brother get brain stupid, I'm silly. Money that come, running like water. Mommy so hot, damn it, she got it. Miami on fire, you better be out. Might get shot on the porch of your fortress. Yeah, they see it, but no one reports it. I run in, strip routes, follow shit.
Said we taking over.
fuck, I run these streets. Y'all talk that shit, I want that beef. I'ma tell you like a G told me. They'll come back quick if a nigga OD. Cash rule everything around me. I'm YSL, Versace. You can see me in that Porsche GT. Coming down Sunset, sitting on D. Feeling like Pac, all eyes on me. Fresh bandana and I'm blowing mad trees. Nigga, please, I spit crack every verse the key. Some say Khaled, some say Khalid. 12 years down and I'm finally free.
If you want to, we can supply you. Got enough work to feed the whole town. They won't shoot you unless you try to. Come around and try to stomp on our ground. Cause we taking over. Said we taking over. Said we taking over. Said we taking over.
Birdman dead, I'm number one. Nigga can't make me wrong, so we got him done. Fucking with the family, I'ma give him some. Spent that condo, he didn't run. Sunday had a whole church singing a song. Why they had to send my baby home? Fucking with some niggas that paper long. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm untamed, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite Easter pink. And my wristwatch is pop, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will bust your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am the little big
cause we taking it over.
One city at a time.